Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live and local from the Intercom Broadcast Center, Shannon in the morning checking in on the Star Phone. There's a lady who's on her way to the EGOT. She's already got the Tony and the Emmy. I think the other
and
thing.
And she's your dream girl.
Right around the corner. Big fan, Kristen Chenoweth. Good morning, dear.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Holy cow.
Scott Shannon, I have to tell you.
Leave me alone.
No, I'm going to tell her. You are his dream girl. He has talked about you for, I can't even tell you.
You're exaggerating.
I'm not.
I'm a fan. I'm just a fan. That's all. I'm a fanboy, Kristen.
I'm just a fanboy.
Can't.
I love fanboys. Are you kidding? Come on.
Just a fanboy. So you're doing so many things. I can't even begin to start. First of all, you're at the Ridgefield Playhouse in Connecticut tomorrow night.
Yes.
And more importantly, you're doing a special appearance tonight for all your other fanboys and fans.
And girls.
You're going to be at the Barnes & Noble on 86th Street in Manhattan because you got a new album out, and that's what's good. Tell me about the album.
Well, it's for the girls. I called it For the Girls, and I wrote a list down of all the songs I wanted to sing. There was about 300 of them.
300? So is this a six-album set?
I know, right? I was like, can't do that. So I whittled it down and whittled it down, and I finally looked at the list, and I thought, these are all, like, serious, original, unique voices that I've loved and celebrated all these years. So I wanted to lay it down, and I have, you know, everyone from, you know, Dinah Washington songs to Barbara to Judy to Eva Cassidy, Evie Gourmet, Dorsey, Peggy Lee.
Holy cow.
Yeah, Linda Ronstadt. So it kind of gave me permission to do all those kinds of things with my voice, and I was able to invite Ariana Grande and Dolly and Reba and Jennifer Hudson on to join me on a couple of them. And it's just been, I've been working on it for a year and a half, and it's out today. And you know how you finally see, like, the fruits of your labor in fruition happening? And I'm just like, it's today. I'm so proud and honored that I got to honor these ladies that came before me, you know?
That's great. Ariana Grande, Dolly Parton, Jennifer Hudson, Reba McEntire. Wow, what a lineup. And the song titles, you know, great. Desperado, Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, Crazy.
I got to tell you, though, I mean, you don't even need any of those people on the album. You have one of the most astonishing voices I think I've ever heard. Did you find that at a really young age? Did you just open that little tiny mouth and have this powerful voice come out?
Well, my parents are engineers, and I was adopted, and they were said that I was laying in bed one night, and they were in the living room, and I started singing to the Wizard of Oz record, and I was probably about six or seven, and they're like,
"What was that?
Well, crap! Is it us or is she good? You know?" And then they're like, "She is good," and I just was lucky because I had parents that gave me self-esteem and just said, "Go for it! If that's what you want to do, go for it."
How wonderful!
And I know, isn't that great?
Yeah.
And I wasn't really a showbiz kid. I just grew up singing in church and gospel music and country music, and then got my degree in opera, and I think that's why I love all kinds of music, really. And I grew up listening to all kinds of music, which is a testament to them, too. So, like Carole King, you know, my mom wore out the Tapestry record, so
yeah.
I was like, I'm putting her on a record, you know what I mean? It has to happen.
We're talking to Kristen Chenoweth about her new album For the Girls. You know, I grew up in the British invasion years, and it was funny too because back then these artists they stormed in from England, and they when you speak to them they had that thick British accent.
All right,
but when they sang, you
there
couldn't
was a different
hear
voice,
it.
Right?
So with Kristen, she sounds like a 9-year-old kid, but when you talk, and then when you sing, you're a boomer.
Oh, it's incredible.
I know. That is so funny. I have to tell my mom and dad that. We'll crack up because like just the other day, someone, I was trying to make an order for some flowers. This happens to me quite a bit for my friend's birthday, and they're like, is your mom home? I was like, I am the mom.
I beat her mom. When I first went on with you, I thought it's like talking to my daughter when she was 10. She called me, Dad, can you come pick me up? I'm school.
Yeah. But then you sing, and it's, I can remember, I mean, there are songs that you did way back on Glee that I still access on YouTube because I get chills every time I hear it. It's just, you did a House Is Not a Home, One Less Bell to Answer. Oh my God. Oh my God. That was, and I was, go ahead.
I got to ask you a fanboy question.
Thank you. Oh, I love it. Please go.
There's a song on the album, the title is It Doesn't Matter Anymore.
Uh-huh.
How does that go? Sing that for me a little bit.
And there you go, baby. Here am I. Well, you left me here so I could
sing.
Cry.
Love that song.
Oh, and you know it, see? Now, I knew Eva Cassidy's version of it, but Linda did a version of it. A lot of people did it.
Nah, nobody did it like Buddy Holly. Nobody did it.
Except Kristen.
And did he write it? I think Buddy wrote it, maybe.
Yeah, he wrote it. It's one of his last songs he ever recorded. Paul Anka wrote it.
That's right. Paul Anka wrote it. Excuse me. I just can't believe it that, because see, everybody's like, what song is that? And I'm like, it's one of my favorite songs. And the label was even like, people don't know that song. I'm like, they don't?
Well, you tell me your DJ knows that song.
Yeah.
Thank
I know
you.
Every word to that song. There you go, and baby, here am I left alone so I can sit and cry. It doesn't matter anymore. That's a great song.
You know it. Probably my favorite one.
Let me play a little song for you that's from your album. You might recognize it. We're going to play a little bit.
I hope she recognizes
this
it.
This is her singing with Ariana Grande, which was originally done by the late Leslie Gore.
Yes, right.
You don't own me. I'm not just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys.
Which one is which on this song?
I know, right?
Where's the squeaky kid? Where's that little kid? Where's she at?
She's asleep.
Oh. That's a cut from the new Kristen Chenoweth album, For the Girls.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. And
Thank you. And
I happen to know Crazy's one of Patty's favorite songs.
I love that song.
You guys, I was so scared to catch that because all I hear is Patty's voice. And finally, Steve Tyrell said, quit listening to it. You know, so I took about 6 months off of listening to her, because her phrasing and every note is a money note, and just how am I going to do it? How am I going to put, what is my version? And, you know, I just went in a completely different direction, and, you know, that was a challenge of some of these songs. Like, Desperado, I just was like, let's orchestrate the whole dadgum thing. Like, I'm not going to do it acoustically. Let's orchestrate it. Like, let me do it. If I'm going to do them, let me do them, you know?
Yeah.
But that one was the most daunting, for sure. Crazy was.
Did Steve produce the whole album?
He sure did.
Do you know that he was in the record business and he actually promoted, he was a record promotion guy, and he promoted Will You Love Me Tomorrow? Did he tell you that?
Yes, of course. And because when I said I want to do a Carole King song, he's like, you're going to do Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, and I'll tell you why. He gave me the 30-minute story of it. I was like, you need to write a book, Steve.
Well, he's a great artist and a great producer. Well, it's great.
I love him.
Great talking to you. Quickly now, she's going to be at Barnes & Noble tonight. Go by and see a real star, Kristen Chenoweth. Barnes & Noble, 7 p.m., 86th and Lex. And I should mention, too, you're going to be on Broadway to do your album, right?
Yeah, I'm going to do it the first 2 weekends in November at the Nederlander Theater, and I'm going to have a lot of surprise guests, so you guys are coming.
I was just wondering if you're going to have any surprise guests.
Yeah, the tickets, tickets on sale this morning, right, at 10 o'clock at Ticketmaster.com?
Yeah.
Very good.
The album is called For the Girls. It's fantastic, and it's got a Buddy Holly song on it. Incredible. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us, Kristen.
Of course. Have a great day, please.
Bye-bye.
Bye. How cute is she?
She's so nice.
Oh, my God. She's even cuter than I thought. She's just adorable. She's got a lot going on. She's at the Ridgefield Playhouse tomorrow night and in a Christmas movie on Hallmark at Christmas time. So.
Phew.
I know. Busy girl.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.